Hey, Cleaning Nation, I have a super sexy surprise for you. I am doing a complimentary live training on the entire Clean Profit Method, all 9 steps you need to grow your business, this Wednesday, March 21st at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. If you want all the tools you need to bid properly and profitably, if you want to attract and keep the right clients, systematize your business, free up your time to do what work on the important things, create an automated employee attraction system, and finally have the business that you've always dreamed of, the one that you can picture so clearly in your mind. If that's you, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/free webinar right now. Hit pause on this podcast or video, whatever you're watching or listening to, and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/free webinar right now and lock down your complimentary seat. This is going to be a live training. I will be staying on afterwards to answer all of your questions live in real time. So grab your spot right now at www.growmycleaningcompany.com/free webinar. I'll see you there. Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start the show by thanking you, Cleaning Nation, for being awesome. Thank you for subscribing to the show, for giving us ratings and reviews. If you haven't gone to iTunes and given us a rating and review, you're a mooch. And no, I'm just kidding. But if you love the show and want to contribute in any way, subscribe, rate and review, comment on YouTube, give us some love, just engage with the community and share how we can help you, or if you're already getting value, how you're getting value, so we can all kind of grow together. That said, we are chatting with Carissa Motuk from Queen Cleaning. I said it wrong when we were talking before. I'm like, I know I'm going to screw it up. I got way up in my head, but I'm going to try it again. From Queen Cleaning. See, I got it right. I just have to say it quick. Queen Cleaning services residential customers outside of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. She told me the name of the town, but it was way too complex, like Mechanicsville. I got scared and just, it's outside of Harrisburg. I know how to say that. She decided to really dive in and do her business for real last year. She'd been cleaning just a couple houses for a while, and now she's ready to hire her first employee, which is like such a fun place, part of this business to be in. Carissa, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Do I have to address you as Her Highness, or is there any royalty involved, Carissa or Ms. Motuk? You tell me. I want to make sure I give you the respect due a person in your position.
No, Carissa's great.
Okay, thank good. You. And that's also a word I can say, which is also helpful, because there's that doesn't go for all of the words. There's many I cannot say, so I'm glad that you didn't trick me into something I can't do. All right, so tell us how you got into the cleaning business. You kind of gave me a little bit of insight as to how you wandered in off air, and I would love to share that with the listeners.
So my husband and I moved here from Virginia to back to Pennsylvania to be closer to home to parents, because we had a one-year-old son at the time. And I was just trying to get out of the house. I saw a post on Nextdoor. Someone was looking for a cleaner. And I've always just loved cleaning. I'm kind of an obsessive cleaner. I always just feel good when my house is clean. So I responded to the ad, and I've been cleaning for her for 4 years now. Just recently, I had the same 2 clients, and I just kept them on Mondays and stayed at home with my son. And then just recently, last year in February, I decided to kind of take a leap, and I posted something on Nextdoor, and I had an enormous response, and I had to take the ad down, and I was able to book fully out month by month biweekly cleanings, and I've had a full load ever since. So referral after referral, it's time to like hire someone. I'm overworked and exhausted, so I need to just start growing my company and making some more money.
You are in the absolute right place. We deal with overworked and exhausted owners of cleaning companies just about every day. So I am so glad to get a hold of you. And that is what I get all excited about, is helping said overworked, overtired owners of cleaning companies get their lives back. So you're in the perfect spot. I want to say one quick thing before we jump into your question. You said something that was awesome, and I want all of Cleaning Nation to steal it. As a customer or as a homeowner, you said, I just feel really good when my house is clean. I would absolutely, Cleaning Nation, that's a writer downer. People are always like, we don't cut corners, we clean them, or just weird stuff that doesn't really mean anything to anybody. Like, I'm sitting there at home going, are they going to cut a corner, or are they going to clean it? Like, no one says that, but they do say things like, I just feel really good when my house is clean. I would steal that as a headline, as a question for any sort of advertising I was doing. Do you just feel good when your house is clean? Why not feel good every week for the rest of your life, or something like that? So I just, when I hear good marketing copy, when I hear good marketing copy or copy, I always write that down. So Cleaning Nation, take that for what it's worth. I would absolutely steal that as a question, as a USP, as a marketing piece. You know, do you feel really good? Do you just feel good when your house is clean? And then like a question or call to action. Why not feel good or call us to feel good every dang week? All right, enough of that totally unrequested rant. Back to you, and your world, Carissa.
No, that's awesome. I'm going to steal it.
Yes, well, you can't steal it. You originated it. You can only use it. Everyone else is stealing it. I would be stealing it, and I'm not ashamed. I would absolutely steal a good idea. But yes, you should use it first before the rest. And this is not live, so you and I are talking days, if not weeks, before the rest of the world hears it. So hurry up and get it in so everyone else can, you know, they won't, you know, accuse you of knocking them off. You are the original. And you have this document, right? So this is, where, you know, you can say, I was on the show. It's recorded. I have proof that this is mine. All right, good. Now that we've gotten litigious, let's see if we can help you grow your cleaning company. So what specific things going on in your world today that we can help you in Cleaning Nation with?
So I'm getting ready to hire some employees. I've been interviewing, and I'm trying to figure out what the best way to go about hiring is. Do I want to actually hire someone on the spot and make them an employee, or do I want to contract them out for the first couple of weeks to see how things are going and then proceed from there, then hire them after I feel like they've gone through like a training process?
All right. As always, there will be the long answer and the short answer because that's how I roll. First, a couple questions just to make sure I know where you're at. Are you a Clean Profit Method member?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Step 8, step 9, there's a lot of these. So, because you asked a bunch of different questions in terms of should I hire them first? Should I do go 10 and 9? How do I do that? That's all covered in steps 8, 7, 8, and 9, like in depth with templates and worksheets and exactly how to do it. So that's the short answer if you're a Clean Profit Method member. The long answer is what I'm going to hit you with now. So there's a couple things going in. First of all, I always try to start philosophically with what you need to believe, and then we get to tactically in terms of what you need to do. Because if you do quote unquote the right things, but you believe the wrong things, they tend to not work. But if you've got the right beliefs, then the tactics really supercharge those. But the beliefs have to come first. So the first belief that you've got to get is cleaning is not something you should be doing. A lot of people are tied to this weird made up thing of if I don't come, my people won't like me, or they'll be angry with me, or nobody can clean like me. I'm some sort of magic genie and everyone else will suck. And somehow everything's going to spin out of control and I'll get cancer if I stop cleaning. Just weird made up stuff. As long as you've got that in the back of your head, you're always going to go to, that's going to be your default. Back to cleaning, back to cleaning, back to cleaning. So we've got to eradicate all of that insanity from your mind. Is that a bridge you're willing to cross?
Yes.
Okay. And it sounds weird. You're like, who cares? Just tell me what to do, Mike. But I got to tell you, I've coached enough people to know the people that in their heart of hearts believe that they're somehow letting their customers down or taking advantage or being jerks or being lazy or just some weird thing. Like if you believe money's evil and rich people are bad, it's very hard to become wealthy. And if you believe you're lazy or bad for not cleaning, it's very hard to stop cleaning. Go ahead.
No, you're true. Like, that's very true. There's this somewhat of a fear that the person isn't going to measure up and you're going to disappoint. But yeah, I'm trying to like work past that. I'm ready. I want to push myself through it.
And the best, easiest way I've kind of got to think of it that makes sense in my mind that might help you is you are absolutely right, by the way. Your cleaners will probably do 80% as good as you do, right? Just you care more because cleaning isn't a skill. It's not like people are getting nuts like, I'm better. No, you're not. You just care more, right? They probably clean their house better than they clean, but you care and it's your company. So yes, you're going to do better. So the two realities you can accept are I will clean everything and it'll be 100% to my standard, right? I'm perfect and it'll be just the best, which is of course a lie because you make mistakes just like everyone else, but you'll make less mistakes. Yeah. It'll be perfect, blah, blah, blah. Great. That's a reality, but you are done growing. This is pretty much as you'll ever be and you will stop here. Or you can hire people that if you do a good job managing and leading and coaching, they'll clean 80 or 90% as well as you can, but the sky's the limit. You can do infinitely better. You could have a million customers if you want, whereas right now you're kind of stuck with the customers that you have. So if you put it like that and you're like, yep, nope, I don't want to be that bigger. I just want to do a great job and I like cleaning and I don't need to grow, then it's not time to hire. If you're like, I'm not going to do this. I want to grow. I want to build something real. Then you're just going to have to accept the consequence of, people might not do as good of a job. That's just it. Guess what? Okay. They might steal from you. They might break stuff. They might quit. There's 1,000 terrible things employees might do. And yeah, it's all true. But that's why business owners make so damn much more money than cleaners, right? So you get to pick which camp that you want to be in. So it sounds like with that definition, you're like, enough of this cleaning nonsense. I want to be a business owner. Is that cool? Fair?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, cool. So once we get that down, I know we spent a lot of time on that, but it's so important. If you don't have that down, hit pause, go on to another episode until you do get that down. The rest of it's not going to help. All right. So the first thing is you can decide cleaning's not good. You're not going to do it. Michael Gerber on E-Myth talks about a mechanic should never open an auto repair shop. A hairstylist should never open a salon because they're just going to be tempted to do the work. And when you're doing the work, you're not managing, which is a step up, or owning and leading, which is a step above that. You know, I owned a car dealership, which was fantastic because I could not change a transmission or barely the oil. So I never was tempted to go wrench on the cars because I didn't know how. So just let's pretend you don't know how to clean, and I'll make it easier. All right, enough of that. So you mentioned one quick thing, and I want to address. You know, hey, should I start as 1099 and go to W-2? Blah blah blah. We'll talk about that really quick, but I don't want you or Clean Nation to get hung up on that. That's not important, right? The way I did it, and I think I liked it slightly better. But if this is going to make your whole process like make it take longer for you to hire someone, then ignore it. Don't be like, oh, that's going to add another month. Just ignore it. So my slight preference was I would, and you have to check the laws in your state to make sure you're being legal. In Arizona, this was perfectly legal. We would say, hey, we're going to start you off as a 1099 contractor for a week or two. And I wouldn't say a week or two, it would be a week or 2 weeks, but you tell them, let's just say 2 weeks for this example, and make sure your core values fit, make sure you like it, make sure it just works out. And at the end of that 2 weeks, we're going to talk. And if you love it here and this is everything you thought it would be, and we think you're doing a great job, we're going to go ahead and hire you. And if not, you could just quit any time between now and then without any bad feelings. And of course, we're going to pay you for that work. We just don't want to hire you. And that worked for me just because, you know, a third of the people, if you're good at owning a cleaning company, and you know, two thirds, if you're not so good at it, are going to quit on the first day or two. And that just saved at the end of the year, having a bunch of W-2s and a bunch of payrolls of like people that earn like $87, and you got, it's just a pain in the neck. So it's not a huge thing. Please don't let that be an excuse to be like, oh, I don't know, I don't know how to do this, so I'm just going to wait. Don't do that. If that complexity is going to hold you up, just hire them. Hire them right off the bat and just deal with it. So is that fair? Like, yes, I like it a little better one way than another, but don't get up in your head like that's a big roadblock. Okay. Hey, Cleaning Nation, I have a super sexy surprise for you. I am doing a complimentary live training on the entire Clean Profit Method, all 9 steps you need to grow your business, this Wednesday, March 21st at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. If you want all the tools you need to bid properly and profitably, if you want to attract and keep the right clients, systematize your business, free up your time to work on the important things, create an automated employee attraction system, and finally have the business that you've always dreamed of, the one that you can picture so clearly in your mind. If that's you, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/free webinar right now. Hit pause on this podcast or video, whatever you're watching or listening to, and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/free webinar right now and lock down your complimentary seat. This is going to be a live training. I will be staying on afterwards to answer all of your questions live in real time. So grab your spot right now at growmycleaningcompany.com/free webinar. I'll see you there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, it sounds awesome.
First thing. Second thing is people get uptight about, oh, workers' comp, it's so expensive. I'm in New York. I'm in California. And I'm no kidding. They are New York and California. Good Lord, those guys pay through the teeth in workers' comp. But the trick is you are not paying for that workers' comp. Your customers are paying for that. It is a cost of doing business. And a lot of people go, but you don't understand my competition. They don't have, they're illegal. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. Guess what? I'm sure there are coaches that'll, you know, hobos under the, you know, under the freeways that'll give you free cleaning coaching for a nickel. I'm not competing with those guys because that's not what I do, right? So whatever they charge or don't charge doesn't really matter to me. My customers aren't interested in hobo advice. They want, and sorry if there's any hobos out there, no disrespect, but you know, oftentimes not the best coaches. So that's fine. They're not my competition. That's not who I serve, right? So I don't worry about what they charge, what they do or don't do. Trust me, your customer that wants licensed, bonded people that have insurance into their and have been vetted in their home, not just hired guns that you're giving their house keys where their babies sleep to. They get it. They get that costs more money, right? Like, most places there's licensed contractors and unlicensed contractors. And some guys go, well, if I get an unlicensed guy that may not even be here legally, I can get it way cheaper. That's fine. You know, we're not here to judge that that's right, wrong, or indifferent. We're just saying we're not competing for that, right? You're not like, well, that guy charges nothing because he didn't have a license. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he's not chasing your customers. Your customers only want somebody that's licensed, and they're not interested in what that guy can do without a license. So you got to understand, yes, you're going to charge licensed, bonded, insured rates with actual workers that have workers' comp insurance. Because guess what? And again, I'm not a lawyer, but in most states, to my understanding, if somebody gets hurt on the job and they don't have workers' comp insurance, the homeowner or the business owner, absolutely liable. So if they're like, yeah, that's fine, I don't care, sue me. That's not your customer. So if and when you have to raise rates because it costs more, yeah, the customer gets that. They're buying a person with insurance that's doing it right. Of course they expect that it's going to cost more money, right? So don't compare yourself to, I can't afford it because, you know, this idiot down the road's uninsured and he charges nothing. Fine. If people want to do business with him, that's fine. It's just like, I'm not going to compete with a hobo offered advice at the freeway underpass for a nickel. So first advice, you got to make sure that you don't want to clean. Second advice, you have to understand the costs associated with performing payroll. You're going to want a payroll company. Please, please, please don't pay that in-house. Find an ADP or a Paychex or one of these big companies. It'll cost you like $200 a month. It's just not that much money. Pay them to do that and take all that headache away. If you've got a good one, they'll kind of coach you through this stuff, and they can even coach you on some of the workers' comp stuff. Find a good insurance agent, right? Oftentimes, depending on the state, your general liability guy or gal will be able to help you with workers' comp. Sometimes there's a state fund. Here in Arizona, they've got a state fund that you can buy, or you can go private. And for me, the state fund was always cheaper because it's not for profit, right? They don't take any money out. They just put it back in. So the key to all this stuff is just to find an expert and just listen to what they say, right? And if I was an expert, I'd tell you, but I am not an expert in workers' compensation in Pennsylvania, I promise you. But I would find a guy or gal that I'd build a relationship with, right? They're not trying to sell me a policy. They're smart about what they do, and they're really trying to help me. So the three kind of steps are, one, you've got to get fixed in your head. This isn't what I want to do. Two, don't make it complex. Don't get uptight about, oh my gosh, I've got to get payroll and I've got to, what's the difference between a 1099 and a W-2 and I've got to get all this stuff. Just find experts. And one of my favorite pieces of advice is, if you have a problem that requires money and you have money, then you don't have a problem, right? And since step two is your customers are paying for this, not you, you now have money, right? You're going to bill them appropriately for your new, I have workers' compensation, I've got liability insurance, we're a legitimate legal place, and if something goes wrong, you're totally covered. You don't just have to like sue me and my husband into oblivion. Like, we have an insurance company behind us that will take care of this. So step one, decide cleaning is not for you and you're committed to do whatever it takes to get out of it. And that's what's best for your family, your company, your community. Step two, understand that the customers are going to be paying for this, and they expect to pay for, you know, when I walk into the Mercedes dealership, I don't yell at them that they're more expensive than Hondas. That's why I went to the Mercedes dealership. I expect that. Your customers have to feel the same way. And then the final thing is, since you are getting paid for this, pay professionals to do it. Don't do your payroll in-house. Pay, again, I used ADP. They're fine, right? I'm not advocating for them, but just a big company that will take the liability if they make a mistake and you have interest or penalties or back taxes due on the withholding side, they'll handle it. And it's so easy. You'll talk to them. They'll charge you like $50 a payroll or something. It's very inexpensive. Literally, you'll tell them how many hours the person worked and what their rate is. And they'll just be like, we're going to draft out $1,219 or whatever your payroll is from your account. They take it out and then everything else magically happens. Like, you just, it's zero work. So don't worry about what about the 941s and the quarterly 945s? And don't worry about any of that crap. Worry about giving the smart people money and then not worrying about it. Same thing with the workers' comp. Okay. Talk to two or three people, find somebody that you're comfortable with, you know, get a couple quotes and just know that it's handled, right? A lot of people just get uptight because they get cheap. I can't pay an expert to do this. I have to be the workers' comp expert myself. No, you don't. You're a business owner. That's the last thing you want to be doing. So those are really the three steps. Understand that you don't want to clean and that's not what's best for you or your company or your family. Understand that you have a budget to pay for these things well because your customers expect to pay good money for good service. And then three, pay the experts to do the hard technical work for you. And you do the important stuff of building a culture and building a community and all the stuff in the Clean Profit Method about hiring. Did that answer your question or did I dodge it in any way?
No, yeah, that's right on. I did have two little smaller questions, I guess, kind of from that. Do you pay an independent, if you just use them as an independent contractor versus an employee, do you pay them more initially? Or do you pay them
I wouldn't.
Same?
You can, but I wouldn't. Because again, it's a test thing. It's really like, it's almost like, hey, this is an interview. Like, I don't even say we're hiring you or putting you on as 1099. I say this is the final stage of the interview, is I'm going to have you actually go clean houses. Obviously, we're going to pay you for that because we're not trying to, like, trick you into giving us free labor. That's really sketchy. But we're not going to pay you a lot. The goal of this couple weeks isn't for you to make money. Yeah. Obviously, we're going to pay you, you know, whatever the way, you know, whatever your entry-level wage is, pay that. I always did minimum wage, like, just be, not because I was trying to demean them or anything. I'm just like, hey, if you, I want your commitment. So no, I wouldn't pay them a ton or extra. And again, if you're going to be like, hey, your test period is 9 months. Well, then they're like, hey, you're trying to screw me out of money, but it's a week or two. So I just didn't pay a ton because I didn't want them motivated. I wanted them motivated for the real job, the long-term thing, not like, ooh, he's going to pay me $12 an hour for training. Like that's not what I was going for. Did that answer your question?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. What was the other one? Good. You said you had two little ones. There's another one.
The other one was is the independent. If they're independent contractors, are they bonded under my insurance or do they have their own?
Ooh, that's a great question for your insurance guy. See, that's where I've been in business for 20 years. I know a lot of stuff, and I go, I don't know. I'd ask my insurance. I got a good insurance guy. I'd ask him. And the reason I don't, most of the time, for Clean Nation, I've got a guy, right? If you need web or whatever, I've got a guy. Insurance just varies so much state to state. I certainly don't have 50 guys, right? Yeah. So you definitely want to get someone that knows your area and ideally someone that knows your space. Like, oh yeah, I've got a bunch of owners of cleaning companies as customers, right? I'm familiar with that. Like my web guy that I hand out, he's done a ton of websites for owners of cleaning companies. So he just has extra knowledge. A lot of folks won't. So to answer your question, I don't know that, but that's a great question for your guy. But again, don't get hung up on that. Like, oh, there's all these details I need to know. No, there's not. The one detail you need to know is who's the guy or gal that's really good at this in my area, and then just let them handle it.
Okay.
And again, it's not a big deal. So if your expert says, yeah, I'm really uncomfortable with you doing that, they're not really covered by your thing, or if they are covered, but it'd be weird, and is your insurance expert, I'd prefer you not do that, then don't do it. Remember, I said, like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, it's a slight preference for me. It worked for me in my situation. But if you're the expert that's doing your insurance says, well, I'm not sure, it's a little muddy, then just don't do it, right? Because it's just going to save you a little bit of time on the payroll side. But if you've got a payroll company, again, if you have a problem that requires money, you don't have a problem. Your payroll company is going to handle all these stupid W-2s anyway. So what do you care, right? A very slight preference, but don't get hung up on a detail like that, okay?
Okay.
All right. We need to have you back on in like 3 months. So you go hire, do fantastic or don't. Either way, call us back. Let us know how you do. I'm dying to kind of do a catch up and be like, hey, she hired her first person. It turned out great. It turned out terrible. She had to hire through. Whatever. I would love to do a follow up with you. All right. I have been talking and talking and talking. We're already super long. We're going to hit a quick lightning round because I want to shut up for 9 seconds and hear what you have to say. First question, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received? Personal, professional, in your life on this earth. Best piece of advice.
Never give up on anything you do. Work smart, not hard.
That's two, but they're both so good, we're gonna allow it. Well played. Question number two, and this is my favorite question because this is where the good stuff comes out. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so far? So maybe we can learn from it and try and make different mistakes.
I think my fear of failing and not being perfect has stop me from moving forward. So it's moving past that. That's kind of my mistake that I made.
Gosh, that is.
And I probably should have had employees 6 months ago.
I would never, I've never argued with anyone that said anything like I should have had employees fill in the blank ago. You are probably right, but I love that you get that. That's the first step. And for everyone that missed it, that was really profound. My fear of failure, I have to be perfect, stop me from doing anything. And then that guaranteed my failure. That is so common among the folks I teach. And the first step is getting them to understand that that fear of failure is not serving them. It's killing them because we think it's good, right? It's helping us. But you identifying this, not huge step forward. So thank you for sharing that. And Cleaning Nation, that's a gem you just got for free. Take it. All right, last question. What's one simple, easy to implement idea, something Cleaning Nation can just like do right now as soon as this podcast is over to make their lives or their business just even a little bit better?
I am a huge fan of checklists. I write checklists for everything and go down my list every day and check off the things that I've done. And it's really helped me to kind of just move forward and get stuff done.
Checklists are probably the nerdiest thing that I do, and it drives my wife nuts. I'm such like, where's the checklist? Where's the checklist? And she hates my guts for it, but God bless you. I couldn't agree more. Checklists are the are awesome, and that is something you can just literally make a to-do checklist for tomorrow or right now. All right, Carissa, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow, where you're at in your business. I appreciate you. I know the Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Carissa's show notes page and the special video I made just for you, it's at growmycleaningcompany.com. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company right there. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.